A joint Four Corners background briefing investigations found Australia's top universities are engaged in multi-million dollar deals with Chinese entities involved in Beijing's surveillance state. Some of those companies have been blacklisted by the US government in the past week after being implicated in human rights abuses. The federal government recently announced a university's foreign interference task force, and experts warn research partnerships like these could be a risk to national security. Mario Christodoulou reports.
The Chinese government runs one of the most sophisticated surveillance states in the world, using technology like this.
Meet the eyes of the machine. McVee
is a high-tech Chinese startup specializing in powerful surveillance technology. Last week, the US government added the company to its trade blacklist, concluding it was implicated in the repression of China's Muslim minorities. Here in Australia, McVee has worked with academics from the University of Adelaide who helped refine its facial and vehicle recognition technology. McVee is not alone.
Here's Professor John Fitzgerald from Swinburne University.
Australia's science and technology priorities are being set by the Chinese government because we enter into collaborations that have really been designed to support China's science and technology goals, not ours.
The University of Adelaide has told Four Corners and Background Briefing its work with McVee wasn't a formal collaboration. McVee says it tries to ensure its technology isn't used for human rights violations. The US government has also blacklisted Chinese video surveillance company SenseTime over human rights abuses. SenseTime has worked with academics from the University of Sydney to develop tech that tracks people through multiple video frames. The company says its collaboration was purely focused on academic research. Meanwhile, the Australian National University in Canberra has worked with a Chinese defence university on covert communications technology. UTS have worked on projects with companies linked to the surveillance of Uyghurs. Alex Joski is from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
It's clearly not in Australia's interest to be recklessly training scientists who will go on to develop technologies that could be used against our military and against our country.
Toby Walsh is a professor of artificial intelligence at the University of New South Wales.
We've seen such rapid advances that we do now have to wake up and consider seriously the implications and how the technology that we work on can be misused.
Katrina Jackson, the chief executive of Universities Australia, describes research collaborations as complex.
If we stop conducting collaborative research, we will create no new knowledge. I'm not saying these are simple issues, but universities are absolutely diligent in making sure they comply with the laws the way they are.
Sydney University says the partnership is subject to ongoing review, and ANU says it is constantly evaluating what is acceptable to work on with different groups. UTS is abandoning projects with a Chinese state-owned military company after concerns were raised by Australia's Defence Department.
Mario Christodoulou reporting, and you can see that investigation on Four Corners on ABC TV, 8:30 tonight, or download the Background Briefing episode wherever you get your podcasts from.